Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, we did it. They gave us another, it's like we ran a marathon and they're like, here's 7 more miles to run in a 3-hour period. Not fair, ABC. But you're new and you're woke and you discovered 2 lesbians can be good for ratings. Watching Chris Harrison say the phrase queer queen is everything, was everything I needed. I just, that was everything I needed. Oh my God, you guys, we did it. Oh my bunnies, my precious bunnies out there, and will you accept this, Roseland? You've all been with us on this journey. We didn't think we were going to make this extra 6 miles, but we made it. And I'm so glad we did, because I think we are ending on a real varsity level high this week.
Absolutely.
You hear this man. You know this man's got BDE. You know this man has got a neatly trimmed beard. You know this man has a cat theme song. Let's make it official.
Meow, meow.
Robbie's on a vacation far away.
Meow, meow.
Come around and talk it over.
Meow, meow.
So many things that I want to say. You know I like my Bachelor of the Year is a little bit longer. I just want to use your love tonight. I can track it. I don't want to lose your love. Rob Benedict. Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
I'm going to give you...
Thank you for the dance.
I'm going to give you Player of the Year this season. You have been Player of the Year. You win Player of the Year this season for the podcast.
Thanks. I'm exhausted.
Aren't
I feel like
you?
I put in the hours. Yeah. I really watched every minute of this damn thing.
You watched every minute.
Mm-hmm. And what a season it was.
What a season. Yeah. We were guesting last night with our other guest about... And I don't want to get cocky, but I guess 3 proposals to stay together.
Yes. And I shouldn't get as much credit. I just agreed with you.
You know what? But we don't know in a year what we'll be at. I think we'll be at 1 together.
Yeah, I think at best.
Okay, let's give an intro to my friend who has a really nice hair color and bangs. Let's see what happens. Oh, right. This is what's happening. Here we go.
Love to love you, rookie.
Yes. Here we go. This is what's happening.
Love to love you, rookie.
Here we go.
She's my best friend in Atlanta.
That's what's happening.
I met her also in Atlanta. But then when we befriended each other, go out watching Love Journeys, and I dragged her to my garage, and then she fell in love and got engaged to a rock star. And then we became friends in Atlanta. She gave me a key necklace. We go to the store and we buy things like cheap t-shirts and good times. We both like cats. Her name is Debbie Ryan. She's my friend, Rookie of the Year.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And BFF
Oh, wow. That is...
Don't cut
It's still going. It's still going. That's it. Wow. Does that thrill you?
It really thrills me. I feel like I'm home.
You're home. You made it, Debbie. You made it. You've been on like your pre-honeymoon tour.
Yeah.
Because you're not married, but you've been celebrating your engagement.
Yeah, we've been doing like mad travel. It's been nice.
You went to Europe.
That's true.
Where can you recommend, which is a must-see for our listeners? Like, what spot are you like, oh, damn, you got to get it on in Lisbon, girl?
I would say Berlin's very cool.
I've been there. I love it.
She's nice.
Oh, she's nice. Cool. Oh, she's real cool.
She's edgy.
She likes a ping pong in the park. She likes a kid to set a fire and just run around without their parents.
She loves a goth club. She loves it. A weird, great coffee.
I mean, you think Andy and Eric aren't just like doing bad things in basements there.
I definitely was texting Andy Fleming, our sweet love, and I texted him and I was like, hey, yo, I'm going to Berlin. Any recommendations? He's like, it's going to be different for everyone.
Exactly. He's like, I'm a leather daddy, so you're probably going to have a different experience for me.
I loved Italy a lot. I went when I was a kid. I lived in Germany and my mom homeschooled us, so we got to like kind of drive around. It borders like 9 countries. We got to just drive around and like our curriculum was based off of where we were visiting and like learn the history there.
Yes.
So we, you know, with 14 cents went and like camped in all of these campgrounds and just kind of like posted up and would just get cheese from a grocery store and like eat in front of the Trevi fountains. So
yes, this Mama Debbie.
Yeah, very nice, very smart. She taught us to love to learn. But so this time it was nice because we were like going to nice restaurants and I was grown and I was with my lover. And so it was very cool. Laid out a lot.
Your hair and your bangs are looking real cool.
Thank you so much for your love for my bangs.
How are you feeling about them? Because sometimes people cut them like myself and I'm like, why did I cut bangs?
Great. Yeah,
you're nailing it.
It really does. It's an undertaking. I'm like 45% forehead and I'm deeply insecure about my forehead.
Okay, great.
So it's nice to have bangs because I feel like I can just hide it a little.
I love it.
Either that or it points to it like a curtain.
It's a good curtain. You've got a good curtain bang.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Debbie and I are officially allowed to announce, drum roll please.
Oh my God.
Insatiable Season 2. We have a release date. It's going to be a good one.
Hit him with it.
It is Friday, October 11th! Friday, October 11th!
Yeah.
Look, even if it's not your cup of tea, just press play and let it run all weekend, that first weekend, so mommy can get...
So they'll release all of them at once, right?
They release all at once, and it counts. You have to watch the whole thing to make it count. So hit play on your thing and go to bed and let it count so we can get a season 3.
Yeah, and we can keep hanging out here.
In Atlanta. This garage isn't going to pay for itself.
I really want.
And Debbie's your best friend in Atlanta.
Debbie's my best friend in Atlanta.
Like to reiterate that we are currently in LA.
I know.
So I'm unclear of the standing.
Oh my God. I'm going to say.
You're my friend.
Debbie's my best friend.
Oh my God. new song.
Debbie came to Little Compton. She's seen it. Anna has read my book. She read the book.
I'm ready.
I did the millennial pass.
She did a millennial pass.
Arden, you cannot say that.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Oh, Arden.
Problem hunting.
Anna read it. Yeah. You read it. Did you like it?
I really liked it. It was nice to read a book like I wasn't being told I had to read because it was so great. But it was more like, I get to read about my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool.
Yay.
You know?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
You have such a special voice.
I know.
I can't wait to read about the drug years.
Oh, my God. You're going to hear about the sea breeze years.
Oh, God. It's really dark.
The sea breeze years and me trying to smoke from long bongs while drinking sea breezes. And Debbie's...
That's actually my favorite part when you describe Colorado folk.
Yeah.
Like it was young Colorado folk.
Which was like, which
like
I didn't,
too real.
Which I didn't... Which has not changed. Which I did not belong to. I was like, what am I doing here? And Debbie's writing the foreword.
What?
I know. Humbled.
I know, right?
I started crying in her passenger seat when she asked me.
She speaks very highly of you in the book.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me, actually, that I'd be in the book.
You got in the book. You're in the book.
So if I'm writing the foreword, then can I be like, don't say that about me.
Exactly. Girl, why are you talking about my forehead? You know I'm sensitive about my forehead.
It's so weird to dedicate a whole chapter to my forehead.
It's Debbie's forehead.
It's so offensive and hurtful.
Properly proportioned, or should she cut bangs?
Just a note.
It's a long title of a chapter, but that's what I did. That's Katie and Anna are here. How are you guys feeling?
Great.
The beach is closed for the summer, and overall, this was your first time to Paradise, Debbie. How did you feel?
Yeah, I mean, felt like a rookie again.
It's great, isn't it?
It's crazy. I was thinking, actually, at the end of Colton's or Hannah's season, oh, to go back and watch Bachelor for the first time.
Yeah.
And I think that about some of my favorite franchises, Fast and the Furious.
Oh, my God. I've seen every single one.
Oh, yeah.
And
did you see Hobbs and Shaw?
Of course I saw Hobbs and Shaw.
Me too. I saw it opening night.
Did you?
Yeah, obviously.
I was very excited. I, through Josh, have become friends with someone who's very high up at Universal.
Right,
and
yeah.
We just are buds now, I guess. And so he and his family invite us over, and we watched it in, like, his screening room.
Yeah.
So I got to be like, how did The Rock do this? So what happened to Jason Statham?
I was so, I was like, can I ride at my wedding?
The worst about it.
I love the one five where they go to Brazil, and when they drag the safe through the streets behind, they have the logging truck.
The switch?
I love that one.
I like when they drive a car between buildings in Dubai.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's amazing. That then in my other favorite franchise that Crazy Tom Cruise jumps out of and does his own stunts where he actually does it himself.
I love,
love that one. Love that franchise. Love that franchise.
Have you thought of having a Fast and the Furious themed wedding?
Oh, bitch!
Wow.
Yes!
Let's hire The Rock to come in and do stunts.
Oh, my God! Are you ready to be a wedding planner?
I'm like, Can we hire the girl, Hetty, so I could fight her? We can set up a fake subway station.
Great.
And I could leg fight her because you know I have strong legs. And I get to leg
you
fight
versus
Hetty.
Michelle Rodriguez?
Me and Michelle Rodriguez leg fighting right before you come down the aisle.
Wow. It feels honestly appropriate. It doesn't actually feel too out.
It'll be hard on my mullet dress, but it'll give me more room to, like, she might get caught up in my trail.
Maybe it'll be a mullet jumpsuit with a long train.
Yes.
You can use it as a weapon.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes. I could use it to, like, do a final, like, choke hold on her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Just like they did in Mission Impossible, when that one where they jumped down, she goes down in her dress, and then she climbs up him and uses her legs.
Yes, legs to
and
take
uses
him
her
down.
Legs. Okay.
I like her.
But this is a different franchise. Here we are. We're back in paradise.
Buddy's a good guy.
We've already, but everybody else is tuned out. And for those listeners, this is a Bachelor podcast. Listen, we like other franchises. I'm sorry. I have highbrow taste. I like Mission Impossible. I like Paradise. And I like Fast and Furious.
You know, we just like cinema and...
I like French film. I like French film.
Real theater people.
I'm a real...
I will say that...
Treading the boards.
Bachelor in Paradise, because I was like, oh, these are my faves. And some of them I didn't know, and some of them I was all about and very invested in. And... I have been only referring to it as the All-Star Game.
That's right.
So I'll, like, be asking my friends, like, do you want to come over and watch the All-Star Game? Last night was the All-Star Championship Game.
Yeah.
And my friend Jill was like, you wonder who's going to get a championship ring? And I was like, Jill!
She was right!
She was so good. And she also guessed three.
She guessed three.
Yeah. Everyone in my living room guessed three engagements and a breakup.
Okay. Starting with you... Because this is how we do it in Paradise, because you've never done a Paradise pod. We can't go all the way through straight. It's not linear. We just pick a pick a couple and we go through.
Okay.
Who do you want to talk about first? Deborah.
Oh, wow. I mean, should we just start with... Actually, no. We have to start... We have to start with Chris.
Yeah, that's who I wanted to start with. Chris and Katie.
Who is suffering.
What the fuck? Like, what?
What's going on?
He needs a therapist.
Mm-hmm. He...
Yes.
Well, no. If anyone on that beach needs a therapist, it might be Katie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She needs Al-Anon. Mm-hmm. She needs...
Is he an alcoholic? Like, honestly, the way that she was talking is if he has a problem.
No. She was talking like she invented drama. She was so drama the whole time. He felt fine. Like, he felt like, all right, well, this is progressing at the rate of a natural relationship.
Yeah.
And she's like, what do you mean you're not in love with me and ready? We've been dating for 3 weeks, like, and you're not going to propose... Like,
So Nicole and Clay, he posted something. So apparently it's 16 days. He said last night, like, I'm sorry. Okay, you could say it.
Was it 16 days?
He goes,
I'm just not ready to totally commit yet. I just needed 1 minute to just sort of think about it. Oh, that was harsh.
Yeah.
She was really harsh.
Are you on your way to falling in love?
I'm on my way to falling in love. I took the exit. I was not there yet.
16. So apparently, because they were first date, I think. 16 days.
16 days.
So you think she's pure drama?
Yeah, I think she, first of all, the second she goes up on that stage with Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm just exhausted. I was like, Chris is somewhere having no idea there was a problem.
Yes.
Right. She was fine. She had no idea. It was not premeditated.
Interesting.
And I was noticing that they were crapping out her hand. And I was like, watch. She's not wearing her ring.
Right.
And the whole thing, I was like, she... is it like happened in slow motion.
Right.
It just felt like she was manifesting all of these problems. And from the beginning, he was like not an emotive person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's who he is.
He was like the only person who wasn't playing the game show. Like yeah. He was just like, let's fall in love at a pace that makes sense. And then proposal day and like fantasy suite, he was so affectionate.
Yeah. Yeah.
All in.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I don't know. Maybe he played. Of course, when they take it to the streets, like, there's not going to be that level.
Because he also don't live in the same city, do
and
they?
She's also the one that started drama with him in the first place there, right? Just randomly going up to him one day, being like, you should go date other girls.
Yep.
And then he being like, you want me to date other girls?
We have seen him shut down a few times.
But I feel like, I agree. I kind of thought, like, I just don't think they're right together.
Yeah. She was talking as if he's like a raging alcoholic. She's like, I'm just on empty. I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love him so much.
Like, but she's been sloshy on air numerous times. She's been sloppy.
This is my if I boil it down.
Please.
It's that he is the bare minimum and she is so much.
Right. He's 2 ounces of liquid and she's a big gulp. She's like you're not feeling
each other.
I mean, that's the thing. I do think you cannot date, but there are no fixer uppers. You cannot date potential. I feel like I had so many crushes on people that were like, they would be so great if they weren't that person.
If they weren't that
they weren't that person, they would be perfect.
Well, she even said like, I'm going to be the one he changes for. She said like a couple of alarming
things. Yeah,
she
did. Yeah.
But like the first thing she said was she was like, I feel like I don't even deserve it, but I do. And fully Jekyll and Hyde, switch hit.
She also had her posse there sort of rooting her on too.
Yeah, those friends, it was Hannah and Demi.
Demi, yeah.
Oh my God, they both had tears in their eyes.
Yeah. And then after they show them like outside talking and Chris did seem totally blindsided. He was just
He
goes, you ambushed me.
Yeah. I've heard the phrase, there are no victims, there's only volunteers. Like at a certain point, if it's like, you know what? Like, he's not that guy, and you keep signing up. That's on you.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Knew who he was manipulated him into proposing.
That's right. You've signed up for this.
I was, like, checked out when she's like, well, we're still engaged. I was like, okay, well, then we're just creating drama because Chris Harrison's like, come on, Katie, give me something here.
I will say, there is some, I mean, he's been on the show 7 times.
Yeah.
And he does seem like there is, like, an inability.
Yeah,
like,
he seems like a guy who doesn't emote. Well, but the love is there. Like, you can tell he loves her.
Yeah,
he's just not capable of being like, babe, I love you, like, every day.
He looks like he's vaguely buzzed. He looks vaguely buzzed. He looks vaguely buzzed a lot of the time.
A little stoned.
He looks slightly buzzed.
He's soft in the eyes.
Yeah.
But he definitely, she needs someone like Dylan. Yeah, she does need someone who's like obsessed with her.
Oh my God, yeah.
The way that, and actually Hannah needs someone like Chris so that she can like not get over it.
Yeah, yeah. Dylan needs to turn it down and not.
Okay, every time he does talk.
Do we think Katie and Chris will be together in 4 months?
No.
I don't think they're together now. I looked it up. They are. No, I don't think they will.
Only because this just popped off. Only because they're trying to get a little bit of SponCon together and move their separate ways. I would like a running list of all of his chirons throughout the season.
Gerard Butler got me.
There was one last night.
What said a verified grown-ass man.
A verified grown-ass
hoping
man.
Hoping this is it. Bachelor series regular. Bachelor series elder.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of Paradise is they don't protect anybody.
No.
Okay, let's talk Hannah and Dylan. He captured his. He went and wanted that little. He captured her. She did, in my opinion, and Katie and Anna disagree. She did not look excited when he proposed.
She looked excited.
I thought she was trying to get out and was using the "we need to ask my family first" as like a sort of a "this was fun in paradise, but like I'm done."
Her talking before where she's like, "I love him so much. Like this is it. I've never felt a love like this before. I didn't know it could exist. I want to be with him."
And then she was like, "But
she was like, "But
I want you to meet my family."
She was like, "I feel like this is the great." And he goes, "Do you think you know what's going to happen today?" And she goes, "Yeah, I have an idea of what's going to happen, but I do need to follow my heart and like figure out my like response to that." Essentially,
I like you,
I was, because that whole time I was like, oh my gosh, she's not in. She's not in.
She's not in.
Yeah. I feel like she's like, in dating.
She's not in.
She like, doesn't want
yeah. I feel like she's like, he checks every box.
Yeah.
He's a good looking guy.
He's probably rich.
Money. We said
he went to Williams.
They could, he loves me.
They could date for years. I mean, like Rachel and, what's his name? Brian. They dated for like 2.5 years and then she got married.
That's what they should do.
He had to say.
I mean, they got engaged. Sorry, they had like a 2.5 year engagement.
He had to say, so is it a yes? And she goes, yes. Like, that's not, like, you don't have, yeah. like, you oh have to my answer, God, yeah. yes.
Like, she also, like, when she was around him, you saw her eyes. She had her arms around him, and she was looking at a ring, and she goes, oh, my God, what?
And she goes, wait, did this just happen? Like, yeah. I didn't feel.
Well, hearing you guys talk about it, and I'm like, did I miss something?
Anna, what did you think? I did not think she
She looked happy, but I do also, I got the vibe that she was like, we should be together, but, like, not
yeah
being
yeah
engaged.
I'm not ready I'm
and
not
he
ready
didn't hear it he didn't no. hear it. He they he say has, that like once a man has a ring in his pocket they can't go back
he has
go
a
back
wedding
to dating
dress
in their mind
for her
he goes yeah, yeah, he yeah. goes do you trust me she's like yeah it's like okay we're going tonight to Alabama yeah. Yeah.
You, the God, fact that you yeah. love your family is one of the million things that I love about you and I'm so excited to get on a plane tonight and meet them but first I know that you said you wanted that before mm-hmm. I proposed yeah. but first do you trust me I'm going to propose you're going to say yes
yeah.
and then we'll go meet your family
I'm going to
yeah,
capture
he didn't hear
this
her.
Is my window
like, didn't I hear her. Yeah. yeah he was like but I have the Neil Lane ring it's free like it's free yeah. if I do it
it's
here.
Free
do you think the show like made him do it
no I think no, he's psycho I think, psycho. He, I think
he
wants
her.
He's so
I don't think he's
psycho
he's
now,
just smitten
afterwards at the like reunion thing what did you guys think of that
she seemed happier there
she did
she seemed happier there She looked a little captured at the proposal. She seemed happier there.
Yeah. Her Instagram, yeah. she's posted like cute little things of him.
I think they're
she's so cute.
I think she wants
she
to like
adorable.
Him.
They're both like
she is adorable,
like miniature beautiful people.
Yeah.
yeah, wow.
That they fit really well together. Like they're yeah. like
miniature
little like
beautiful.
Well, I don't know. They're just very yeah. small people.
It's true.
I
they are
petite.
It's like
yeah,
Skipper.
Petite.
It's like Skipper but and whoever
like,
Skipper's boyfriend
it's like
was.
Two dolls that you were like these two go well together.
Yeah, yeah. And she has a look on her face like she's actually a doll. Like she really
yeah.
just has a kind of deer in the headlights.
She has
thing.
Very
yeah.
like precious features.
Yeah.
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 I mean, she is
I guess
adorable.
This is love.
Yeah. Heard, and I don't know if this is true, but I heard that she did pageants with Hannah
yes.
and Kaylin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She
yeah.
did Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alabama.
I bet
that's
she
right.
did well. I bet
I
she
think
did
that
well.
She worked with either some of our girls on the show or
oh
Bill
Oh, my God. Our obsession like with our girls. Our obsession.
Wow.
We are obsessed.
I listened on the podcast when Arden outed me, when Arden and Lance outed me for deep diving into one of these pageant queens' Instagrams and accidentally liking like a bikini.
Oh. yeah. That makes me laugh.
You scroll, you're tapping, like it double taps, it likes it.
It
like,
made,
I,
me, it made me laugh. It made me laugh for like
she like, roasted me.
It made me laugh for like 2 hours because we were all obsessed. Well, show you pictures. We were all
it was
obsessed.
3 a.m.
We were all obsessed with this particular contestant. I mean, who was like stunning. And then we love that Debbie accidentally got caught.
Oh my God.
Debbie, because we were all deep diving, but Debbie.
We all creep people. We all go deep
yeah.
on people's
yeah.
Instagrams.
Oh my God.
Of course.
We all creep
I'm
people.
I'm human.
All the time. Yeah.
I've done it to Debbie. Like, oh my
yeah.
God.
I know.
This
Debbie
is
has a
17?
Good Instagram. You have a good Instagram.
You
game.
Do. You have a fun
have
Instagram because I was like,
true.
Oh, God, she lives
no,
her life.
She knows.
She really
she
lives
does.
A life.
I know.
It's the highlight reel. None of it's real.
I feel like when I saw our little precious Debbie, when I saw her jet skiing, I was like, you go, Debbie. Debbie is just out there. She's vroom, living vroom. Adventure.
I know. I used to watch other people on like wrapped in a weighted blanket, like
yeah.
my
oh, yeah.
home covered in cats.
Dude,
like, what?
Dude.
By the way, same. And usually when I'm posting a photo of me on a jet ski, I am underneath my weighted blanket
yeah.
covered in cats. Like, not
I want you to
Insta.
Know that you made
it's
the book. You're the part of the book that you're in. You're in a few, but you made the part where you're trying to leave my house and I throw a weighted blanket on you. And you're like, no, I get it. And I'm like, no. And then I throw the weight. I capture you in like a net.
Yeah.
Like a heavy weight. Like I literally
yeah.
actually like capture you.
Yeah,
like,
pinned me underneath.
No, I pinned
yeah.
you down. I was like, what do you think? You're like, it's good.
Yeah.
I get it. Maybe you should be alone now. Like,
I'm
you
like,
should
I think
be
maybe
alone.
You should
be alone.
Yeah.
You be alone now.
I'm like, I'm really trying to be alone.
I'm trying to be classy. Yeah. And I was like, no, you will feel my
We were both in
blanket.
Hysterics and they present completely oppositely for both
yeah.
of us. Like,
yeah.
I just get very catatonic and yeah. stoic, and I'm like, okay, this is what needs to be done. And Arden is Arden,
dude.
And like lives very
dude. Debbie goes, Debbie had to drive me home, and Debbie goes, I do have a driver's license, and you may have never seen me operate a vehicle before, but I do actually have a driver's license.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. which one of these is
yeah.
the Prindle?
Yeah. 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 We were both like, it was like us driving. driving through like some weird, like we were in some weird subdivision.
Yeah.
She just watched the weirdest.
She's on the phone, like she's playing with the cop. Yeah. She's like making fun of it, like just saying.
Somebody asked me, a cop asked me my age, and I was like, I can play 32 with the right lighting. And he was like, what's your age, ma'am?
Yeah. Oh, and Art is like looking over at me like,
what's your age?
I'm like, I'm not your job.
What's your age?
What's your age, officer?
What's your age, sir? Are you single?
You got pulled over?
No, it was a whole other. Read the book, Rob. I'm forcing you to read the book, Rob. Okay, so we're back. Do we think Hannah and Dylan are going to... Well, they're moving to California.
I hope so. Yeah.
Where are they moving? L.A., obviously.
Probably,
no,
yeah.
On Instagram it says he lives in San Diego.
I was going to guess Huntington Beach.
Yeah. I feel like every third Instagram of hers I see, she's in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like on a rooftop in Santa Monica.
To L.A.
For sure. They're going
to be good. Where did she live?
Alabama, right? That's why, because he had to fly to Alabama, Creepy Blake.
But I do think
Mexico pre-gaming in Alabama.
I do think that they, since her, she's cold in season. Yes. I think since that, she's traveled a lot doing like iHeart Music Festival, doing appearances. So I think it's an easier move.
Mm-hmm. True story.
Good for them.
I say all of them should just move to Nashville or Dallas. Like, it feels a little bit more like you can maintain being king of the mountain if you do. Like, it feels like the people who move to Dallas or Nashville will always have fun.
But
be
those
able to have
two,
a cheaper,
but those two
more studio
be in
city.
LA. Those two are so LA.
It's more expensive here, but you're right. They want to be in LA.
Yeah, those two
love
do.
Studio city.
But you know what?
Studio city.
He's got money too. We feel like he's got money. Or do you think they're going to get married? Or are they going to have babies?
I think they're fine. I think they can do Infinite Spawn Con. I think that she will be like let's write this out.
They're going to have babies.
He will do anything she wants. He's so smitten. They're great together. I actually do think that they're great together. I think that she, because she probably has never had like a shortage of options, that maybe he should give a little bit less away. I don't know if she's super attracted to every time he's like, I'm crazy about you, I'll do whatever. Like,
I know. He's got to play a little bit cooler.
I think he's the most handsome boy on the beach.
Yeah.
I think
you always liked him. You liked him on the other season.
Was it Hannah's?
Yeah.
Hannah.
Yeah. I thought he was really lovely and quiet. And like, as you know, that's my type.
Yeah.
And like, he just seemed like a good guy. And then, but then actually, I really want to get into JPJ and Derek.
Please.
Because I thought that Derek and the way that he handled the Demi of it all was so impressive, so emotionally mature.
I loved him.
He was done dirty twice in a row.
I agree. Back
and
to
was
back.
Only open. Like, he didn't let that, like, harden himself to love. Like,
done
he really
dirty.
Was there.
Yeah.
They did him dirty.
I agree with
in
you.
In a double feature.
He was so well spoken. The way he handled Demi, because you could tell he loved her.
He was crazy about it.
He was banana pants. Like, he was, he just got, he got, he accepted the magic of Demi. He got the whole Demi and he liked her for Demi. He wasn't.
Yeah. And he didn't need her to be this, like, wind up toy. He didn't need her to be, like, fun Demi all the time. Like, he was like, you can, and she was not wearing makeup around him.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful with no makeup. Like,
she was so
cute. They were
cute.
Great together.
I know. I felt like he really accepted the whole side of her that's like, like, maybe has a harder time opening up and, like, had probably had some people be not so nice to her in her life.
Yeah.
And he was so gracious when his heart got broken and Christian was going to come to stay.
Yeah.
And the fact that Christian
and
ended up loving him.
That.
Yeah. Like, that was.
Yeah.
So, and then, okay, so then JPJ lost his mind.
Yeah, and said
horrible.
That he was a fraud, which was the first time that I was like, it felt like JPJ was
crazy.
Well, I thought that it felt like he was maybe, it was substantiated. Like, it felt like there was something there that he wasn't just like, oh, I'm jealous. Like, it actually felt like there was something. And the fact the producers made him crack was, like, shocking. So I was wondering, maybe there is something about Derek that we're not seeing. Maybe he is just doing this whole, like, I'm a good guy thing. But it was really hard to read.
Yeah,
I kind of wondered the same thing. Like, was there something we didn't see? But it really just seemed to come out of the blue. And then JPJ was like truly the least apologetic person I've ever seen.
Yeah,
that was wild.
And I mean, he even said like there's a shot of it that says I don't have a lot of claims to
substantiate that point. Yeah,
like, he almost said I'm making it up.
Yeah,
I mean, he was like, okay, oh yeah,
he
you
just
like,
was like, I can't
so much.
Read it.
Why'd you go on dates with two other girls and make out with them?
It also the fact of Derek, to Derek's point. Let's say even if there was something a little shady, like. Like, the fact that he was doing it at another person's wedding in front of their family, that actually, like, meant, like, whether it doesn't, regardless if it's on TV or like it's their wedding and like he didn't care last night
when they were like, you know, how do you feel about that? And he goes, it was a really unfortunate thing that happened. Or whatever that one soundbite was.
That was like psycho.
Honestly, like he always pissed me off. Like he just seemed like he was trying too hard. And then he did that and he just lost me. I was like, I don't like this guy. Like, I don't like him. I wouldn't want to hang out with him. Like,
I will say that listening to him and Connor talk was the best.
Oh my God.
Dude, Connor.
No, for sure. Yeah. The wedding. Yeah.
Dude,
no,
Connor. Connor. Okay, we'll get there in 1 second. I want to talk JBJ for 1 second.
Talk JBJ.
So there's rumors going around, and we have our historian, Lori, is on it. So I never go on, but she'll send me safe spoilers. Rumors are going around that JBJ and Tayshia are fake. That that they are doing it. Here, I'm going to read. Here's a screen grab from Lori.
I mean,
here we go. The other main topic last night that spilled onto Twitter is that Tayshia JPJ relationship. They said that they're together. This was taped August 27th. They tweeted at each other last night saying they're together. And I'm well aware that JPJ is on Casey's podcast released last night. And he said they're together. What I'm saying is that I know. OK, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, they're dating other people.
Hmm.
And that they're together for like content, but they're like she's dating somebody.
I heard she's dating someone. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that I trust her. I don't know that I trust her or him.
I kind of really liked her, and then I saw her get in a little drama, and I was like, oh, maybe you're doing the drama thing. But also, I do have to keep reminding myself that they're all here with no entertainment. So people are, like, getting into things that aren't their business. They're just, like, getting involved in other people's relationships and conversations. Like, when she cornered Hannah, I was like, what was that about?
We keep talking about how she wants to be number one on the call sheet. Like, when you watch, filter through that.
Certainly.
I mean,
she's definitely the most – I thought she was the most beautiful girl on the
beach. Stunning. Yeah. Stunning.
Also, she wasn't she the one that when I watched her on The Bachelor, I was like, she's very, wasn't she like super well educated? And like, I feel like I stand her.
Yeah, she, she was really great on The Bachelor.
I liked her a lot.
Me too. I loved her too.
Maybe like in between, did like everything kind of get to her, like get to her head? Like, and she got full of herself.
Second season syndrome. Yeah. It's a thing.
That's the thing. It is. On both scripted shows and on, because if you look at like, it can manifest in a way. Somebody like Blake, he goes and have sex. Like, you know, maybe he didn't get ladies before, and now he's getting banged by everybody.
I don't think it's been a problem for Blake.
I have a question: is JPJ, is that his? Are we supposed to think that's his house?
That's gonna be his parents. Clearly, his parents.
So he's in his 20s, and he just lives in. He just lives with his parents.
I don't live with their parents. I bet Hannah like that's
honestly, if my parents had a house that was like super nice and on the water, I would also live there.
I would never live with my parents.
JPJ's parents.
But like, you change your mind about me, and we're like 25, and you come and you knock on my door, like I'm like
you live with your parents.
No, I don't. Like you're gonna see my futon in the middle of the floor and a big bong. Like, you know, like that's where I live when I'm 24.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So I'm just maybe saying, like, let's do this at my parents' house.
It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I'd rather see the real place where JPJ exists, not like his parents' mansion.
You're absolutely right. I want to see. You're right. The bong soaked futon.
Yeah, and the like apple crate turned upside down. That's my bedside table.
I know that. I know exactly. I have dry humped on many a room like that. I have dry humped in so many a room like that.
It's such a shame. We never dry humped.
Oh my God!
We should have.
We never dry humped. We didn't know each other.
Do you guys have history?
We should probably dry hump. We should just go back in time and dry hump one. Is that inappropriate? Send them to HR.
You
guys
had a time machine. If we could go back to dry hump, Rob Bennett.
Just once, just like one, like New Year's Eve at like the countdown.
One quick hump.
One quick hump.
All clothes on.
10. No, full jean, like a jean hump. 10, 9, 8 at like the New Year's Eve countdown, and then we could always be like, remember that New Year's Eve that we dry humped? I dry hump so many weird people on New Year's Eve. Oh, who I mean, my millennium, new like the 2000, hammered.
Yeah.
I drank a whole bottle of champagne, vomited on it in Little Compton, cold, drunk, stumbling down a staircase with like a man's sock on coming off of like.
First of all, it's so funny to think about because I feel like like I know you pretty well.
Yeah.
BFF ATL. I've never seen you drunk.
Right.
Never seen you.
Do
I've
you
seen
see
you
it?
Messy, but not like that.
See
I've seen you messy like it's 3 a.m. We've been filming all day and you're just like slap happy.
I'm crazy.
But the idea of you at like a Millennium Countdown, oh like God. At the bottom of a bottle of champagne is insane.
Picture
I don't want to know her.
Picture me giving Brian Sofie, stretching him out on the floor of the living room. So add a bottle of champagne in that and me going, who's going to be my kiss?
Oh my
add
God.
That in and me needing a kiss and champagne to me stretching out Brian Sofie. And that's my Millennium Countdown.
I would say that just as a quick moment of gratitude that I haven't known you guys very long, but I can attest that we are all better than we used to be.
Yeah,
absolutely.
True and I'm story. Grateful for that.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't mind one.
Except Tayshia, who apparently seems to have maybe
gotten worse. I wouldn't mind one more round of Drunk Garden. I feel like she needs one more go around, like one more turnaround.
Just a tour.
Just like one. You know what? Maybe
a
if
goodbye
we do.
Tour.
Maybe if we do Outside Lands again. Like maybe I'll go get sloshed.
Are we
at
going
some
to
festivals.
Stagecoach?
Oh my God, we should.
That's
oh
what
my
we should.
God.
We should go to Stagecoach.
We should go to Stagecoach. Oh my God. We should go to Stagecoach.
Oh my God. Yes.
We should go to Stagecoach.
That's genius.
It's trembling.
Oh my God. We got to go to Stagecoach. Kate.
I'm going to be the one feeding you Alka-Seltzer and water and being like,
I'm
going to
get
chiffies. Sleep on your side.
I'm going to drink a bottle of rosé at Stagecoach.
No, I bet that after a glass of rosé, you'll be like, ah!
I'm going to have a vape pen.
Do you remember when we went to Nashville and you had like half a glass of wine and you were to the waiter like, what's your name?
Arden.
Like I could tell you that smart water, I could tell you that water is vodka and you would behave. It's in your mind. You're a placebo guy.
She
just drove off of a thimble.
Going to fucking Stagecoach.
We are going to Stagecoach. Oh my God. Okay, let's just pretend we all had free passes. Who would you fuck at Stagecoach? Who would you dry hump at Stagecoach? If you could dry hump
Who's
anybody.
There?
All of the franchise. The whole franchise of any season. Who do you get? You can free pass dry hump anyone at Stagecoach. I would dry hump Dean.
Dean, mustache or no mustache?
I would go mustache Dean Van.
Wow.
I say Hannah, the doe-eyed,
Katie, who are you going to dry hump? Ben Higgins? Ben Z.
Ben Higgins? Gross.
Mike.
Gross. Yeah, Mike or...
Oh, Mike.
Tyler.
Tyler.
Oh, no.
I take it back. I'm going to
Tyler. Tyler's dating Gigi Hadid.
I'm going to still dry... I'm going to break them up. I'm going to dry hump him in front of Gigi Hadid. Okay, wait. Who are you going to dry hump at Stagecoach?
Demi, obviously.
Okay, great. Who are you going to dry hump?
Die hump. I would die hump.
We're going to die hump.
Damn.
Till he dies.
Dean or Tyler.
Oh, for
I
me, no,
Tyler.
The Russian. For
Tyler.
Me, it's the Russian.
Christina.
Yeah.
So you which one are you taking? Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, my God. When is Stagecoach? How do we get on this? Who's
it's
the booker?
Right after Coachella.
Who's the booker? When's Coachella?
Wait, let's sort this out.
April.
Okay, great. Okay, great.
You guys, the iHeart Music Festival is happening this weekend, to which I almost attended and was unable to make it. But last time I went present someone on stage, that was where I met half
everybody.
Of Bachelor Nation.
Everybody. Oh and Lance. And Lance.
And Lance.
Lance.
They all go to that.
I
just go to music festival.
Went this year.
Okay.
I think they
just to say
well,
hi to everyone.
iHeart tends to pull in.
Okay,
Batch Nation.
Oh my God, this is all revolutionary.
Okay, so stoked was Stagecoach for this season
God.
Of Bachelor
Oh my God, Stagecoach has never been cooler. I've never been more excited to go to Stagecoach.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I can't. I like my cells when I get cray, it's happening.
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm going to have a cigarette. I'm going to have a Z-Pack.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, it's not going to be because I'll be in the desert.
Stagecoach sounds like my worst nightmare.
If you're bowling, I'm bumpers.
I can't wait.
I'm going to just be like, go ahead, ricochet bomb.
You're going to bring me back in. Oh my God, I'm going to wear Padgett's red cowgirl boots. I'm going to have a stupid like belt on. I'm going to have a really stupid
I'll look
outfit.
Like Dallas. I'll go full Dallas.
Oh, yes.
I'll go home and pull everything. I got fringe. I got rhinestones. You think I don't?
I know you do. I know
I got a white cowboy hat that's going to be great.
I can't wait. I'm so excited for this. Oh, my God. I can't wait. I want to all sleep in an Airstream. Anna.
I'm going to wear a pantsuit and be very uptight the whole time. Like, don't touch me. I got dust on my shoes.
Yes.
I
love this for
don't
you.
Don't touch
I
me.
I love this for you. I love this
crazy
for you.
The princess.
Don't touch me. I love this.
He bumped into me.
I love this.
Washing
I love
hand.
This for you. I love this for you.
I'm out of sanitizer.
My friend pointed
indoor
out
bathroom anywhere.
My friend pointed out that I just went to Ojai with my friend Chris, whose birthday it was. Happy birthday, Chris! I love you. She pointed out she was like she loved Christian, but she's like, why did she pack to go to the beach sleeveless, double breasted blazer dresses? Like every day is like
I love that. First of all, I loved it. What do you think I would pack?
Suits. Menswear.
Yes.
Menswear.
Yes.
Menswear.
Anything double-breasted.
Menswear.
Obviously. You
menswear.
Think that I wouldn't be in a full suit on the beach of Mexico?
Yeah, I mean,
you're wrong.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You a suit. Swimsuit. Like, real got to recognize real.
You're
like,
absolutely
you
right.
You do that,
you're
Christian.
Absolutely right.
Actually, what I hated.
Yes. Yeah. This is my, like, yeah. hot tubbing suit. It is Debbie the Never Nude, like, fully hot tubbing in a full suit.
Okay. Let's talk. Yes.
Well, I was just going to say, when Christian came onto the beach,
yeah.
it felt...
Double breast.
Like, it felt like... There was, like, some stuff that felt maybe inauthentic to her that just was like, what do I wear to paradise? And then she started feeling like herself and dressing like herself and, like, toning down the makeup. And that was very cool.
Yeah.
I thought she never looked hotter than when she did that. And I want to get into Demi and Christian.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Was... Okay, I haven't pulled out my notebook, Ick, because we didn't need to. But I also like that this up top is written what
placenta.
I want to talk about. Placenta improv. So I wanted to ask how your improv went.
Oh,
and
you.
Then placenta, which I'll
talk
see
about
how
placenta
your placenta's doing.
How's your placenta, Debbie?
Great question.
And how much is yours worth?
This was the proposal. I love Demi proposing. I loved it so. I was so excited. That was like the most wonderful. That
I loved it. I shrieked, but also
I loved it.
My only thing that I would just like to throw in for consideration is, and it's great and bad. I like the points at which they just treated them like a couple, like any other straight couple, which was great. The problem was that they also seem to not acknowledge that this is the woman that she came out with. Like, this is a huge person in her life and also a huge moment in her life. Her mom just got out of prison.
Yeah.
She just, like, became nationally famous in the last 2 years. Her entire life has changed upside down. And then she came out and dealt with her sexuality and is figuring that out and is doing that also with no access to her phone and what people are saying to control that narrative while she's on a beach, while she's navigating it. And there's this pressure to, like, make this relationship work because it's who she came out with. But also, I think when you, like, there needs to be space for it to be what it is and not just to be like, okay, great, well, just treat it like any other couple and get engaged now. It's like,
this might actually
like, a lot that you need to, like, process and deal with and, like, bounce off of your life and your people and take it back home and see what this is. I think, like, her process of coming out and understanding that she really found herself through Christian was so beautiful, and I love that. And I just wish there was a little bit less. Like, what I didn't like about Christian was Christian had come out sooner, so she has a little bit more experience, which she did acknowledge. She was like, I understand where you're at.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like, well, you're not giving me what I need.
Yeah.
But it's like she's going through a huge thing right now. So, like, maybe be a little bit understanding in the fact that while this game is structured in a way that puts pressure on it to end up in this specific way, like, she is just finding herself in one venue. Although, I think we all read the article about Demi's first girlfriend. Did you read that article?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
I really messed up by not sending you guys that article. I assumed everyone saw it. It was, like, Demi's first girlfriend, and it was an interview with her talking about, like, there was, like, these photos that got scrubbed from Demi's Instagram before she went on, I think, Colton season. And it was, like, a 5-month relationship or 6-month relationship, but certainly, like, definitely her personal coming to terms with it and her first, like, actual relationship, it seems, according to the news, with a woman. And so now I think the idea of, like, her finding it with Christian feels like it could have moved a little faster. And I believe that it did move a little bit faster if she had gone into it knowing a little bit more about herself than the narrative, which is, oh, she's just all finding this within Christian in the last few months.
Right.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
I was, you know, I also agree. I was like, they don't really have to get engaged because the relationship is, like you were saying, it's so new to her that she should be able to continue to explore it outside of paradise, because all her fears kind of revolved around, like, being out around people.
Yeah.
It's like you're surrounded by this comfort of all your friends, but, like, what is it going to be like when you actually step off this resort and have to really deal with everything? Also, the other thing I was like, I kind of was like, she shouldn't have to kneel down to propose. Like, to me, I was like, this is a this is a
That's
different
an old like, antiquated
yeah,
thing.
Like,
yeah.
She shouldn't have to like be like, well, the dudes do it, so I have to be like the guy and do it. And I was like, no, you can literally do whatever. You can literally like jump up. Like you could do anything in this moment.
Although at the end, it you know it was cute when
where is cute when she proposed to.
I don't know. She maybe also that was a choice, kneeled down.
But yeah, I'm glad she did. Yeah, too. Yeah. Maybe it was like her own personal choice. The whole thing that I was just watching and hoping, because also part of me was so excited and so happy in terms of like the history of it and the representation and finally seeing that, but also there was a part of me that was just like, I hope that everyone allowed her to do it, like you said, on their own terms, and was like, stand if you want to stand, kneel if you want to kneel, like you could both propose to each. Did you see that article about the two women who, like, one of them proposes to her girlfriend and then the other one gets down on one knee and is like, I was gonna propose.
It's so cute. There's like
it's amazing. It's so good.
There's a video, and like the woman like is about to propose and the other woman's like starts freaking out and she goes to get her purse and she has a ring in there too.
Oh my God.
We got an amazing tweet from Mfee at Mollusk Felon. I'm so mad they didn't show us how the fuck Christian and Demi managed to stand up from that insane double one knee embrace.
That's true.
Look at the photo.
It's pretty amazing.
In heels, both in heels.
Also, a beautiful tableau.
Look at the photo.
So symmetrical. Like a beautiful tableau.
A beautiful tableau. Like, how did they get back up?
Yeah.
How did they get back up? That was a good
I would like
laugh.
To do a short video of us starting in that position.
Oh my God.
Trying to stand up.
I like that.
Not
we should do our after photo where we're all kneeling.
Yes, we should. We'll embrace and then we'll try and stand. And I've got a skirt on. We'll see. It's not going to go well.
And I'm wearing heels.
And you can't stand.
Perfect.
You've got your Lucite heels on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as always.
Do you think they're going to get married?
Yeah. I don't know. I hope that they can explore the relationship in the real world and she can, like, you know, like coming out, like you said, around your friends and then coming out around your family and like a greater circle of social media and then adding this kind of like huge visibility and public platform onto it.
She's young. Isn't she like 23?
I don't know.
Is she 23 or 24?
Yeah.
So, like, you hope she gets like.
Is Christian older?
She feels older.
She's like 27.
I do appreciate. She does seem to really appreciate and accept, just like Derek did. Really accept Demi, and I like that everybody on the beach also liked Christian. That people really seemed
loved
to
her.
That I think that speaks well of who she is.
Yeah. Like, I really liked her.
Hannah was like the biggest stan every time. Like, did you see Hannah like cheering?
Yes,
I love that.
It was weird at the very end when all the engaged couples ran down the beach, and then Katie, who Demi had been jealous of, she did the leg wrap to Christian.
Yeah, I saw that.
The bachelor leg wrap to Christian.
Yeah.
She might have been hammered. Who knows? Probably. She gets sloshed.
So wait, what happened to, after the final rose?
Nicole and Clay.
Yeah.
So Lori said that they were there, but they didn't edit it in. Apparently, they were there.
I saw like Instagram something about being there.
They
and
were there,
on.
But they didn't.
Really?
Let's talk about them. So, she cried her way through Colton's season, and I feel like she handled pretty well a guy who everyone warned her about. I mean, Annalise was like, this guy isn't ready. Here comes this other lady that was like, he's all... To be fair, it is 16 days. So I see his point of like, he seems so practical. That's like, you can't make me propose because it's been 16 days.
I thought that his conversation with her saying like, I'm getting there. This is where I'm at. You want me to be honest with you. I thought it was like the boldest I ever saw him, the most sincere, the most emotionally mature communication. Yeah. And she was like, that's not what I want to hear. This is a nightmare.
Yeah, you go. Like, I'm staying in the nice place. You can go back to the
pool. Well, I need a little alone time. Mocks him.
It was kind of it was kind of funny when she was just like, you want alone time? Go.
Yeah.
How about that montage where everybody else is like popping champagne? She's alone.
Under the fireworks.
Alone fireworks. Fireworks.
Garbage.
And everybody else is like having rose petals and like getting into the hot tub in like a sexy one piece. And
also,
like,
how she ran off at the engagement booth. She was like, and like ran off. Man. I was like, you are. Like, this is not, like, a fictional
thing. I deserve a love that's deeper than the ocean. That will be the ocean.
Yeah, that was written. Who wrote that?
The ocean would be jealous.
Okay, so here's my thing about Nicole. First, I did audibly laugh at that. Yeah. You know when you see, like, a little kid, and you're like, did you put your hand in the cookie jar? And they're smiling, and they go, no. There's, like, smiling that gives you away. It's, like, kid actors. They just smile, and they deliver all their lines. So, like... she, every time she's like, cry, 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 Nicole, cry, she's smiling. Or if she's like, I just feel really hurt by the fact that you didn't say what I wanted you to say.
Yes.
She smiles. Like, whenever she's being manipulative, she just does a smiling thing, and can't get tears. It literally, I'm like, you can spot it. She's
the
easiest to tell.
You're right. She did smile out. She go, I know it's not what I wanted to hear. Like, I wish
And now that you say that, when they showed her crying last night, it did, those weren't tears. It looked like someone just splashed water on her eyes.
Yeah.
She had to, like,
nobody cries like that. Tear ducts and be like, no, it's in there. It's just, it hasn't fallen. It's in there. It was like she couldn't muster a tear. Yeah.
I want to be honest about where I just went, and I thought I'd rather dry hump Tyler. I just thought it out for a second, and I switched to Tyler.
Also, I'm pretty sure Clay, like, throughout this whole experience, was literally being like, "Yeah, I'm not really there yet.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. You're so confusing." And I was like, "He's been so clear."
Again, there's no victims, only volunteers. It's like he's told you you're trying to force him into something. I also heard the phrase that maybe it was like, welcome to the hell that you created. It's just like, you just didn't listen. He's telling you, you didn't. I love that. I love that. I love this.
Speaking of that, let's talk about what's his junk and all the women he slept with.
Blake.
Oh, yeah, Blake.
All right.
Let's break it down.
Yep.
He has no accountability, but I did feel a little sorry for him.
I'm sorry that you felt that way.
Oh, my God.
That is a crazy way to do that.
Yeah.
He
couldn't buckle because he was dragged so hard. And he went up there and was, like, finally able to introduce his narrative. And everyone was just like, nope, we've decided you're the bad guy.
You're the bad guy.
We're doubling down on being the bad guy. Mm-hmm. That sucked. Like,
I felt bad for that.
I can't agree with everything he's done.
No.
He was like, I messed up. I knew that I would be messed up. But there is a thing that's like, oh, I knew I was going to get roasted or I would be met with whatever. But, like, you would just have to deal with what you did. You would just have to deal with what you set up. Like, acknowledge it's not happening to you, that you did have a hand in it, but they did decide to roast him relentlessly.
I agree.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that, especially maybe after reading the text messages.
Yes.
And nobody called Kaylin out on lying. And then she even goes, I was upset and I was upset and I lied.
Hard because
what are you going to do? And it's like, bitch.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, he is a shady dude. And he's not, like, he's clearly a dirty bird. He's a shady dude, but, like, she downright did lie and accused him of bad things. Like, he lured me in and then silenced me.
Yeah.
It's a really bad thing to be accused of.
She spun the narrative so much in her face.
And, like,
she
nobody.
Really and the fact that just right before they went on, they made an agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make it a big deal. And that's what I liked, what Chris Harrison was like. So, why was it a big deal? If you were so, like, making sure that Blake was, you guys were on the same page about not making it a big deal.
Yeah.
Then why, when you saw him, did you all of a sudden make it a big deal and like turn it? Because it's almost like she wanted to be the first one to say something. It's like she was like, you don't talk about it. Like, let me handle this. And then she just like smeared it.
She went to everyone on the beach and was like, did you hear what he told everybody?
He silenced me.
I agree with all this. I do think that he had the opportunity in the chair to just be like, just suck it up and just be like, I'm sorry for what I did,
we
for
all
hurting.
It was just a bad situation.
I know.
Sorry for everyone who
did apologize. And that's what he was like. That was like, I shouldn't have done that. And like, that was, and it does look bad. And now that I'm looking at it, like, it wasn't a good thing. And I wish that he had just, instead of like being afraid to re apologize, just been like, you know, as I said before, like, I am really sorry, and I would never want to hurt these women.
Yeah.
And,
but
like,
you can tell he's not sorry for releasing the text.
Which, that part, I think, was really shady on his part. Like,
I think he really believes he wanted to,
you know...
it's hard.
Clear the air.
Yeah, to clear it. And, like, I mean, it obviously portrayed her as a liar, but, I mean...
It's hard. It's like, how do you defend yourself with your hand?
They're both just shitty people.
Her saying that he slut-shamed her, and when he was like, how did I slut-shame you? And she's like, by releasing just physical images of what you said.
Yeah.
Like, if you got slut-shamed, and people slut-shamed you, that's terrible. Based off of something that was not manufactured, like that, it's all based off of how you spoke and what you said. And you acknowledge, like, you'd been drinking, they were 5 a.m., and they were, like, for sure. But he did not actually slut-shame you. You received slut-shaming as a result of something he did.
Yeah.
And he could have avoided that, but he personally did not. He literally made it very clear that she was allowed to do whatever she wanted.
Was she implying, like, by releasing those texts, you made it? I didn't understand the slut-shaming. I thought in my mental gymnastics to understand this while I was very stoned watching this, she was saying, like, by showing the world that I was trying to have just sex with you, you were slut-shaming me. That's what I thought she was trying to say. But I was like, kind of like, I don't know. This is all, like, so muddled. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't think it was – I don't think it was slut-shaming. It was literally saying – we went into this as two adults with this agreement that this was the nature of this evening.
Right.
And you have now completely repainted that in a way that made it look like I manipulated you and then silenced you afterwards when I took all these efforts to have this conversation with you and figure out how we were going to both come onto this beach and handle this thing.
Yeah.
Like, and he made eye contact
and
with
she it. Could have said, look, I was jealous. And I was hurt, and I, you're right, I handled that wrong. I mean, they could have been more mature in how they handled it.
Both of them didn't
handle
things
well. And she's like, I've got nothing else to say. But it's like,
come on. I think she has, she's unhinged.
I think she wanted him to speak. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know anything. But, like, her, for him, when they came on, be like, yeah, you know, I did have a relationship with Kaylin, and that's, like, I think she wanted him to acknowledge it in a way that made it sound like, you know, it was great, but, you know, like, it didn't work out.
I think she felt like he was shunning her. Yeah. Like, you never happened. I'm embarrassed.
She showed up when she met Chris at the top of the stairs. She's like, well, there's one person I don't want to see. Like, she was, she came in locked and loaded.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
She didn't want to see him.
You're right.
She was a man on a mission.
And they all were. So was Christina. They all were.
So here's what I still don't get is why did he go to Alabama to see Hannah?
I couldn't figure that out.
And nothing happened.
Did
you see the look he gave Hannah? Like,
him just like vibrating, watching every word out of everyone's mouth about him, making sure that it lined
and
up.
His lips pursed. Yeah, he was just like psycho look.
Some shit.
Please don't say anything that makes me look worse.
How about the crazy footage at the commercial break? So like it was like a boxing match to the two corners of Christina, being like shoulders back, eyes up. You suck it up, you don't cry. And then the other people are like, I'm so sorry, Kaylin. I was like,
why would
this
he
is
do that?
Fascinating. I'm like, and then
she was like, here's what I learned in training at Kremlin. And then, this is what you need to do.
And then JPJ.
Whoa. Too much. Heavy handed.
JPJ was like, sorry, man. Like, when Blake sat back, I was like, hey, sorry, man.
He's like, you've been crying?
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
You know what a crazy thing was? That, like, when Kaylin was crying into Dean's chest.
Oh.
It's a shot mostly of Kaylin, but in the top right, top left corner, you can see Dean's face, and he's holding her, and she's like, I just, like, why would you bring that up? Don't bring that up. Like, he didn't even say sorry for those text messages, and you see that Dean is smiling.
Oh, yeah.
And then he kind of controls his face. And I just was like sinistered out. I was like, whoa.
Let's discuss Dean's outfit
that.
From like the original version.
The bolo tie with the C on it?
Dean dresses how I dressed on a lot of drugs in college.
Dean, out of curiosity.
I was like, I've worn that outfit before.
Out of curiosity, I watched the very first Star is Born. The second one. The one with Kris Kristofferson. Yeah. And I was like, he felt like he was playing the part of Kris Kristofferson in like the version of Star is Born last night.
Do you know, apparently Barbara Streisand was so aggro to him that he became the character. He started drinking like a bottle of alcohol instead of day.
In what way?
I don't know. I mean, she's kind of like Barbara.
You're right. She has cloned her and has a fake mall in her basement.
I haven't seen
fake shops at
in years. How does it hold up?
Not good.
It's dated.
Not good. But they're sexy. He's sexy.
Yeah.
It's sexy and she's good, but like,
it's, you know,
it's I mean, she's charming. It's good. It's just like, it's just complete. The whole thing is, I don't know.
It's not one of the best ones.
The bolo tie. I loved his crazy. I felt like he was in like a Tarantino movie.
I thought he looked pretty good though.
Yeah.
He's so handsome.
Yeah, he looks great.
He felt like a Tarantino character,
which is what's cool. Like he shows up and he's
like a movie star.
I'm gonna be a different guy. Like he just kind of did his own thing.
He's movie star. He's like, what is that guy doing here? He's like,
I liked Dylan's green suit.
Yes.
I actually liked Blake's outfit, and he looked good with stubble.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Peter's outfit. How do we feel about Peter Pilot coming out to be
guys?
Somebody tweeted us. Everybody went crazy because they thought it was going to be Rachel's Peter, and they're like, "Oh!" I was like, "Peter." There was a beloved Peter that refused to propose. That was like the hot. He was like a Tyler level of beloved. He was so fucking hot,
he was the model with anorexia.
He was a male model that was guy's gonna have eating disorders too. So really? he's done public campaigns about men with eating, and he does a whole. Yeah. And then he has a gap tooth, and he had salt and pepper hair, and he had dogs, and was hot, and helped kids, and he would not propose. And that's when she was like, "I'm living my best life." It's so she picked a guy with cheek implants, and it was a mama's boy, and clearly she didn't like him. He was so fucking hot. Maybe I dry hump Peter.
Hot.
I might dry hump Peter.
Really so cute.
Should I dry hump Peter or Tyler? Tyler.
Both.
Tyler.
Both. Both.
Tyler. Both. 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 Wow. Both. Tyler. 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 so, I mean, look at him. He's so
cute.
Hot.
It's a pit bull. It's
so it feels like the audience went so crazy that it felt like it was for that Peter.
I was that would be a great turnaround if they came out with Peter Krause or whatever.
Yeah, the other Peter.
That would have been like.
I mean. Peter Pilot is very cute, very likable, and he lives next door to the Bachelor Mansion.
Sweet Calabasas.
That's true. He can live at home. He can continue living at home.
Yeah.
He
can run home. And
his parents. I mean, he does feel like he's a guy that believes in love. He's all in, and he's there to get his wife.
Yeah.
I honestly liked him when he was on Hannah's season. I think it would have been great for it to be Mike, because Mike was cool. It'd be cool to have
Demi Lovato.
Are they dating?
Guy.
Are they dating?
Well, yeah, they've been texting or something.
They went to dinner.
And Peter's so white.
He's so on brand for The Bachelor.
Yeah. Well,
he's back to Ben Higgins' roots.
When I watched Hannah's season, especially towards the end, the edit was making it so that we loved Tyler for her, but that we loved Peter in general. Peter felt the most perfectly neutral.
Mm. Yes.
Could date 30 girls and be right for any of them.
I said he's going to be the Bachelor.
Wow. She called it when we did. She called it even before that.
Drafts,
you called it when we just looked at the.
Knew it. First of all, they like pilots. They like puns. Mm. It's going to be real fun.
They like
and then he just he had the look. And he was cute.
And now we know
he's non-threatening.
And allegedly he's not Colton, so he's not a virgin. He's boned four times in a windmill.
And he's
allegedly.
Not overly good looking. He's the perfect amount of good looking. And
he may be half Latino, allegedly.
Yeah. He's Cuban and German. Cuban and German.
I think even though he's so white looking, I think he actually might be Latino.
Forgot about
that. He was speaking Spanish.
That's right.
Hannah,
I really like him. I thought he was real hot. He's got a great butt, you guys.
Yeah.
Come on. All right, I could come around to him. I just want to mess him up a little bit. I want to grow his hair out a little bit.
I hated his hair. He was too clean cut. Yeah, yeah.
I want to scruff him up. I want to get Paradise version. I want him to get a little feral. I want to feral up Peter, get him a little bit dirty.
How he was during the fantasy suite. He had some scruff, a little beard going, and his hair, he looked real hot.
Yeah, I want to mess him up a little bit.
Yeah.
How do we feel about everybody? How do we feel about Jaden Tanner coming back and showing us that photo from the closet?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That closet was photo. Yeah. And the kids.
Oh, God, I just had a baby.
And he goes, it was so easy. And she was just looked at him fuck you.
There were a few things on that show, the live version, that I was don't do this on television.
Yeah.
When Demi was act civilized. This is a TV show.
Right.
I was that narrative needs to be in a neon sign visible to all these people because, Katie, have that conversation privately.
Yeah.
Chris is we've had that conversation. Mm-hmm. She's but it needed to be said in front of everyone so they knew we have drama. and the same thing with that, pregnancy of it all. And so beautiful that a woman can give birth at home. There is a redacted version of that story that's a little bit easier to swallow for America, or maybe just retains a little bit of your intimacy.
I didn't need to see the video of
I'm awesome that they have that, but don't show the world.
Well, they had a fucking Instagram for the baby while it was still in her.
Oh, God.
Ari and Lauren did as well.
I did not need to know.
And the baby, by the way, both their kids have 200,000 followers.
I don't mean to be so disgusting, but as soon as he said, I saw the head. We all just pictured what he was looking at.
Yeah, of course.
We all, and now this beautiful, elegant woman.
Yeah.
We all pictured he's looking at
what, just right between her
at,
knees.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like the undercarriage just happening right there. The under zone.
You got Rob with undercarriage.
Just like a head coming out. Like, I don't want anybody to see that view.
I was listening to the Ashley I Ben podcast. Apparently, she was talking about that because they're good friends, and she said that there's some salad that helps you like induce labor, and apparently she had brought that salad for Jade like that weekend.
What?
Yeah,
I've heard of
what
that.
Is it?
From
I've
the,
heard
it, of
that.
I don't know.
Is it from a restaurant in the valley?
I think something. I forget what it was.
A restaurant in the valley that serves a salad that's supposed to induce labor.
Yeah, and
what?
So she brought that salad because they weren't supposed to.
Shows up.
They weren't
what
supposed
the
to have the baby for
what
a
is
while.
The salad?
But apparently Ashley, I brought that for Jade, and they were like, oh.
Actually,
then it like baby born and clock.
It's from, I don't know how you say it. It's Caioti Pizza Cafe in Studio City.
Caioti?
Caioti.
It's called The Salad.
Caioti.
It says for 20 years, pregnant Angelinas have been making the pilgrimage to
Caioti.
Caioti.
It induces labor.
Yeah.
What if you're not pregnant and you just like shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or no, you just have a baby.
No, you
don't
have a
colonoscopy anymore. Yeah. Just clean it out. It's
wow.
Yeah. It also impregnates you.
Wow. It's a seed.
An immaculate salad.
Oh my God. It's like, am I about to have a baby? We got like a hot Italian baby. Guys, listen. Mm. How do we feel about Jordan fighting with that guy, the hothead?
It
felt sad, right?
That guy's unwell.
Right?
Yeah, I don't like that guy.
That guy's unwell. I feel like I called him as our crazy during our draft pick.
Probably. Christian?
Yeah, Christian. Yeah.
He,
the soccer player.
Yes.
Well, did you hear about... So apparently in he's like pretty famous in Mexico.
This is fun. This is fun. You'll like this.
Sorry. Apparently he like... He was dating some woman... that
like
was
an
like,
actress,
she, they,
I think.
They like kind of compared her to Kim Kardashian. Type thing. And then apparently he like fucked her mom.
He fucked her mom,
who is like a rock star.
And she like looks like a mom. Yeah. She doesn't look like a. And she's then, like looks an, like an adult lady mom.
So he's like real big in the tabloids in Mexico.
He fucked her mom.
Like
he's a bad
so
boy.
When he was
God.
On Bachelor in Paradise,
he's a mom fucker.
When he was on Bachelor in Paradise, they the like paparazzi was following him around, and he was getting all this attention. And Jordan did not. Like that.
Jordan
he
got jealous.
Very jealous.
Exactly. Jordan got jealous.
They didn't show any of that, but like that's what a lot of the drama
they
was about.
Showed that.
Can you be imagine being jealous of someone for being publicly shamed and haunted by making a gross,
I think
terrible
Christian
mistake?
Makes it. Yeah. I think he's
of course
like,
he does.
It in,
but Jordan should be like, well, that's okay. That's sad.
Yeah,
so.
Jordan's like, oh, I want to fuck a famous mom so people follow me around.
He should go try to date a girl and fuck a famous mom.
He should Jordan tried to fuck Jenna's mom when she did him dirty.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It was hard to watch
also,
Jordan.
Don't ever fuck anyone's mom. That is traumatizing.
It was hard to watch Jordan desperately try to hang on to relevancy.
Yeah,
that was hard.
Yeah,
there's John Paul Jones now.
I want. Oh my God. I wanted to say how much I appreciate building this podcast because I asked, and you listeners stepped up to the bat. I asked the question last week.
Yeah.
How does Matt? What the heck is? How does? Yeah. How do women? How are women not able to sell their placentas?
Right.
Matt Donald.
But Matt Donald. But we got. So we got all sorts
big
of
big pharma Matt Donald.
So why don't you pick some? We have all these placentas.
He
emails.
Wasn't there either. I want to know. What's going
pick
on.
Any of these. That's we have boring. All these stem cells. We're going to pick two.
Okay.
So pick one that we want to hear.
Okay.
Which one do you want to read?
We're selling
stem
cells.
Stem cells. Placenta. Placentas. Placenta.
Okay, let's do stem cells.
Okay, we're doing stem cells.
Placenta.
Okay, this is
and
Matt
is
Donald.
The woman
Matt
who
Donald
makes
didn't
money.
Explain job well, but saved lives. Okay, why don't you read this?
Big fan of your podcast.
Start right here.
My guess is that Matt Donald's company is, quote, selling these placentas to processing labs that turn them into usable cells for transplants, but he did a shitty job explaining that.
Okay.
For transplants.
But, right.
But
does that,
how do they get their hands on it?
Let's look at another one.
Look at one
so
more.
Far, two emails, nothing answered.
Okay,
here we go.
Oh, okay.
Old Matt Donald works for a company called Orsis or Cyrus, which uses placenta umbilical derived materials for wound care and surgical applications. He was being a bit hyperbolic when he said he sold placentas.
We've got smart listeners.
But who can blame him? So basically what we're saying here is that he was lying.
Okay, wait.
What?
When you have a baby and subsequent
biospecimens, you can choose to either privately bank your biospecimens
for money,
have your biospecimens incinerated
by the hospital
or donate to a tissue bank. When you donate to a tissue bank, you essentially give them permission to do whatever they want with your donated sample via an informed consent document.
Here's the long and short of it.
So that's the long and short of it. Mama goes to local biobank, goes to large tissue conglomerate, goes to biotech company, goes to bachelor contestant selling your raw pussy power for $45,000.
Wow.
This person wins.
Oh, my God. Goes to bachelor contestant selling your raw pussy power for
$45,000.
Alan, you win. That's amazing. Ellen Mao wins. Yeah. Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
That's
that is fantastic.
I believe, like, if you do a home birth, like my old country friends back home did, you just freeze it in your freezer. And then if you accidentally pull it out, the mom screams, "No, that's Jeremy's placenta." And you're like, okay, well, shit.
Are you serious?
How long
do you hang on to it?
I think you can keep it forever.
1 year and then you eat it.
Remember when I was Googling placentas and it said, I came across some women's health four placenta recipes can do.
Yeah.
You can do a chili. You can do a placenta smoothie.
That's disgusting.
You can do a placenta lasagna.
I don't like any of that.
And that's if you want to re-eat it because it is technically part of your body.
I don't want to eat my body. Wait, eat my fucking liver. I don't think
it's good to you.
That's disgusting. I'm not eating that.
Or you save it until you get cancer and then, or whatever, you need it.
Sure.
Before we get to the final tweet of the week, if you guys are like, hey, oh my God, I'm so sad. I'm back at school. It's fall. The beach is close to the season. Fret not. Anna and I are deep diving. Right now we're down under Bachelor in Paradise Australia.
And we're cooking placenta.
We got an email.
And now we're cooking
We're cooking with placenta. We have a new.
Barbecuing placenta.
We have a new Patreon listener, Melanie Jacobs, sent us an email. Whoever in the crew I'm writing to, I just caught myself crying tears of empathy, lounging on my couch and staring into my phone screen while watching Jules and this Ashley girl have a seriously real moment, and it's Friday night. Thanks for adding so much quirk and fun to this world. If it's not you, just an assistant, let her know. Well, you let me know, and I appreciate it. So you guys can also hop on the Patreon trail, and we are ready for the final tweet of the week of the season. Tweet of the season, guys. Here we go.
This is it.
Okay, here we go. There were so many good ones. Okay.
Wait in the way.
Jeremy. There's a bunch. There were so many good ones. Jeremy K. at JCK Conops. I wish they could have gotten Hannah's mom to do donuts in a speedboat in the water when Hannah said yes.
That's good.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. Stephanie at Neediglaw. Blake before Bachelor in Paradise finale. Maybe if I wear wacky socks, they won't pay attention to my crazy eyes when I defend my horrible actions.
So true. So true.
He was strong looking crazy.
Strong socks. He has... this is the look on his face.
Oh, my God.
This is from, I don't know, when you thought you were going to have a hot girl summer, but instead you had a stagecoach consequence. The look on his face.
That was like Lacey Joe. I accidentally cut it off.
Okay, great.
Oh, man.
Nikki Lameshka, this is about the birthing in the closet. Upon further viewing of this episode, if sitting on the floor of your closet crying, surrounded by a biohazard bag, isn't a metaphor for both the post-Bachelor franchise life, then I don't know what is.
Oh, my God. Yes. And she's not wearing pants. And all those guys, all those, like, firemen, like, around her.
Yeah, it was awful.
So violating.
Also, that closet looks very clean and very white. You know, very clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if she put her umbilical cord in the freezer.
Oh, you know. They have money.
Jeremy K. at JC. K-Nops, Blake is in the middle of his own Black Mirror episode.
Oh my God, totally.
I really think that amount of public shaming and like inability to even introduce your voice into what happened, that'll make you crazy.
True story. I felt bad for him.
I was worried. I was like, he's going to be on Joe Rogan podcast in no time, being like, all these snowflakes.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, no,
don't say it. Final one, 2.0. It's Shelly 2.0. I bet Nicole's first move after Paradise is selling pillows and tank tops with "I want to love so deep the ocean will be jealous" monogrammed on them.
Dude, you need one of those for this.
I do.
Studio.
Merch, baby.
The ocean will be jealous.
We should make beach towels.
We should. All right, one more. 3D underscore Dorito at Jashal. Chris, Demi is the queer queen we didn't. Okay. Chris, Demi is the queer queen we needed. Me. Oh, Dad, stop trying so hard to sound cool.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like last night at one point he was like, yeah, relationships are tough. Relationships are really tough. I felt like he was talking about himself.
Yeah. I know.
I felt like Chris.
I know.
He's like, I think my kids hate me.
Yeah
exactly.
All right, M.V.
Chris, come back.
Chris.
At Malice Feline, if Peter doesn't end up choosing a plane over a woman, we'll know this whole thing is for sure rigged.
Uh-huh. Oh, can I just?
Yeah.
When Christian proposed to Demi,
yeah,
you didn't see the ring box. And the voiceover of Chris Harrison going,
yes.
Wow, our buddy Neil Lane really came
yes.
through.
Yes.
I noticed that.
Yes.
Noticed
that. Yes.
Yeah, because I was like, because my friends and I were like, oh, like, did they give her that ring or did she buy it? And then he said Neil Lane and we're like, oh.
I don't think you're allowed to not have one.
I know. Yeah. And then when she said, I'm working on it, because when she goes, where's yours? And she said, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Neil Lane was stuck in a tanning bed somewhere.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not tan enough, guys. Hi, I'm Neil Lane.
Like, hold on, I'm hibernating.
Hi, I'm Neil Lane. I miss Neil Lane.
Hi. I'm
Neil Lane. Why hasn't he been physically present?
Is he? Maybe he's like Walt Disney and they like have to defreeze him.
Yeah, he's like cryogenically.
Guys, which two do we like for our top two? I'm going to go for one of them is Jeremy K at JC Knups. I wish they could have gotten Hannah's mom to do donuts in a speedboat in the water when Hannah said yes.
I like that one.
Do we like wacky socks? What are you guys feeling?
It's true.
I think Black Mirror episode.
Okay, Jeremy K, he's up against himself at JC Knups. Blake is in the middle of his own Black Mirror episode. Donuts or Black Mirror?
I'm going to say donuts.
Katie?
Black Mirror.
Anna?
I'm going to say donuts.
Black Mirror. Tiebreaker.
Ooh, Arden.
I am going to go.
For the season.
I'm going to go.
For the season. Take it home for the championship ring.
I'm going to go donuts. I'm going to say I wish they could have gotten Hannah's mom to do donuts in a speedboat in the water when Hannah said yes. Jeremy K. at JC K. You guys, we really did it.
The All-Star Game. Great season.
Where can we, Rob, Player of the Year, Champion of the Year, how do you feel? Are you exhausted?
I'm exhausted. I'm going to take some time. I'm going to have a mini moon.
Yeah.
Tank is empty.
Yeah, your tank is empty. I've just given so much.
I can have a mini moon. Your tank's empty.
Where's your ring?
Yeah.
Oh,
you took it off.
I mean, I'll take it right back if you offer.
Yeah. And we're all going to meet up again at Stagecoach.
I'm going to see you all at Stagecoach. Oh my God. Wait.
And anything to promote besides Stagecoach, our live show at Stagecoach?
You know, Supernatural starts in October.
Great.
I think the new season starts, so that'll be very exciting. Last season.
I love it.
Yeah.
The Lord.
Debbie, what are you going to promote?
Well, there's a little show coming out called Insatiable. Finally, season two. We're back.
October
11th. Hanging out. October 11th. Yeah, while we were in Atlanta, we also shot a TV show.
We also made a TV show. We made memories and a TV show.
We made memories and also a TV show. October 11th. That's coming out. And
didn't you do a movie? You did a movie.
Yeah, but I don't know when she comes out. Okay. Who's to say? Who's to say? It's mostly just, you know what? Actually, and this is like a conversation that we will have once it's us. But like, I want to sit. Last year we did Q&As with some of the actors, and they lived on Instagram stories. This season I want it to be something a little bit more kind of structured and just kind of sit and talk with everyone about
where
they went, where things went this season. So it'll be that, and you and I will point to it. You'll find it.
Stay up on it. I want to say that I will be a judge with Lance Bass at the Best in Drag show, which is spectacular in Los Angeles.
Yes.
It's Sunday, October 6th. It raises money for people living with AIDS. It's amazing. I've been numerous times. We were judges last year. It's incredible. And it's really great.
Awesome.
So Best in Drag. It's down at the Orpheum.
Okay.
Great.
It's really fun and like it's just it's like a full pageant. It's a blast.
Yes.
It's so fun. So we will both be judges there.
Love.
All right. And my book comes out next fall.
Woo.
There's nothing to pre-order yet, but I gotta finish it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Bye.
Leave it on the field.
I love you guys.
Bye.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wanna get all up in you tonight. Feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.